Self-harm, suicidal thoughts, just two of the very disturbing themes which can be viewed on TikTok by children as young as 13 years of age. Our colleagues in Primetime have been investigating the type of material that is shown on the social media app and the impact it could have on very young minds. Reporter Kate McDonald is here. Kate, you're welcome. What did you see?
So all social media platforms use algorithms to test what kind of content users engage with. But what makes TikTok somewhat unique in this way is that it has always primarily recommended content to users based on what they watch, not what their followers or friends post. So with that in mind, we wanted to see what kind of content would be shown to a 13-year-old who is interested in videos related to mental health. So that could be videos about struggling in school, feeling isolated from family and friends, or just feeling down. So we set up three new TikTok accounts on new phones with new SIM cards. And each time the app asked us to put in our age, we put in a date in early 2011, making the users 13 years old. Now, the way TikTok works is when you sign in for the very first time, TikTok's main page, the For You feed, shows you a selection of different videos. So there might be a cooking video or a viral dance video or a makeup tutorial or something like that. But it shows you a whole range of content. And if you stay watching one video longer than another, TikTok can gather that you're more interested in that topic, so it will start to show you a lot more of that kind of content. So in this initial selection of videos, we and other independent researchers who have investigated TikTok's algorithm found that TikTok will also show the user a video related to mental health, the stuff that I mentioned earlier about kind of feeling down. So we watched those videos twice and anything that followed it in that same topic. And within minutes, the accounts that TikTok understood to be controlled by 13-year-old users were being shown a lot of mental health content. We didn't search for anything. We did no searching or liking or commenting on any of the content. But as time went on, the stuff we were seeing, according to the experts we showed it to, was very upsetting. So Dr. Patricia Byrne from the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland and Dr. Richard Hogan, a family therapist who works with teenagers, watched some of the content we recorded. And here's what they had to say about some of the videos.
I suppose I work in this area every day. I meet sad and distressed children every day. But even for me seeing that, that was very emotional and provokes a very strong emotional reaction. And that is somebody who works in this field, who's used to dealing with it. The progression as well, from starting off with, you know, things which were much milder, much more open about things, towards the end, and I'm not sure if that just followed the algorithm or the progression to much, much, much darker material, much more direct, you know, statements which would be very triggering in relation to self-harm, showing scars, or very negative viewpoints.
I have to say now I find this one particularly disturbing. No, that's disturbing. Holding it together, the text says, so my mum doesn't have to sit at my funeral wondering what she did wrong. There are so many problems there. I find myself getting emotional watching that, because I work with so many brilliant teenagers, so many wonderful teenagers who have been pulled in to the murky world of serious mental health issues because of things like that.
Kate, obviously there we can hear some of the type of things that are being shown. What specific stuff was shown? How did you go about it?
Once we started getting deeper into the mental health content, some of it started to reference more serious mental health struggles. So some of the videos we were shown referenced self-harm, cutting or self-harm scars, while others referenced suicidal thoughts or even suicide attempts. Some will be videos or images with captions written across the videos or images. And you heard family psychotherapist Richard Hogan in the clip there refer to one of those videos, which showed a teenager crying in their bedroom, kind of staring into the phone. And the caption across that video read, "Me trying to hold it together so my mum doesn't have to sit at my funeral wondering what she did wrong." But there were other distressing videos. One had a caption like, "You're scared of losing people, but who's scared of losing you?" And we have to remember that this content was shown to 13-year-olds or would-be 13-year-olds, and that's TikTok's minimum sign-up age. And again, that's just an example of the stuff that we've seen, but obviously there'll be a wider selection of the content on Primetime Tonight and on the website.
Has TikTok given any response to what you've been doing?
So we sent the usernames of the three accounts we set up to TikTok. So by doing that, TikTok has had access to the entire stream of content that we were shown. We also sent 10 example screenshots from specific videos as well. And TikTok didn't contest that the content was shown to accounts which had been registered as 13-year-olds. It did say that RTE's test in no way accurately represents the behaviour or experiences of real teens on their app. It also said it approaches topics of suicide and self-harm with immense care, and that it makes it easy for people who may be struggling to access professional support. It also said that out of the hundreds of videos that would have been seen during RTE's testing, we reviewed 10 that were sent to us and made changes so that 7 can no longer be viewed by teenagers. Now, because TikTok has its EU headquarters in Dublin, Commissioner Mann has joint responsibility alongside the European Commission to regulate TikTok. And it looks like there's some movement on regulation, at least on an EU level. In February, the European Commission said it had started investigating whether TikTok had broken EU laws designed to stop children becoming addicted to social media or exposed to harmful content on social media. Commissioner Mann told us in a statement that they're finalising their online safety code, which when published will prohibit the sharing of content which promotes self-harm or suicide on video sharing platforms like TikTok. And of course, TikTok is before the Oireachtas Children's Committee later today, so we'll be watching closely to see what comes out of that in case there's any more response there.
We surely will. Thank you very much indeed, Kate. And your investigation, your report will be on Primetime Tonight at 9:35 on RTE1 television. And if you've been affected by anything we've been talking about in the last few minutes, there's help available at rte.ie/helplines. Kate McDonald reporting there.